I just have a few comments before we recess to executive session again. I would publicly like to recognize two individuals who have served with distinction on our Board of Trustees. Jim Montgomery, you're the grand old man of the board. Winding up your 12th consecutive year of service to the University of Illinois. Congratulations and thank you for your years of dedication.
Mr. Chairman and fellow trustees, I must say that this has been one of the most exhilarating and wonderful experiences of my life. I've enjoyed working with some tremendous co-trustees, and I'm going to miss this deliberative body and all of the important issues that we deal with in terms of education and all of the various issues surrounding it. So thank you very much. I've appreciated being here as much as you've appreciated me. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Patrick Fitzgerald, thank you for your service these last 6 years. Your insight, your contributions, ethics are all beyond reproach. We are very grateful for your efforts.
Thank you.
I could just say it's rarely been dull. It's never been easy, but it's been it's always been a challenge. And frankly, this board has to deal with really weighty stuff with important interests on both sides. So I've really learned from the folks on the board, past and present, and from the administration and faculty and the entire community. So thank you.
Thank you, Pat. And for me, who knows what the future holds? This could very well be my last board meeting too. So I want to take this opportunity to thank many people that I've had the honor and pleasure to work with over these last 9 years. And I apologize up front if I forget to mention all whom I want to thank. I've had the great fortune to work with some outstanding individuals who have served our institution as president. Tim, of course, Bob Easter, Joe White, Stan Eikenberry. Chancellors Cook, Amoritas, and Jones, thank you for your great work that you have done at our respective universities. I would also like to thank Phyllis Wise. The new Carle College of Medicine was her vision. To our university officers, Barb Wilson, Tom Hardy, Walt Knorr, Avijit, Dr. Barish, Ed Seidel, Lester, Susie Keys, Michelle Thompson, and Dee Dee, who's kept me on the straight and narrow for the last 2 years. Tom Barrows, it is remarkable how you have succeeded and excelled despite being a product of Rochelle Township High. To my fellow trustees, outstanding individuals all from the past, Pam Strobel, Chris Kennedy, Lawrence Oliver, Judge Holmes, Karen Hassara, Rick Estrada, and well over 20 wonderful student trustees. And finally, to my current colleagues, Shayna, Darius, Ray, Jill, Stuart, Ed, Don, Jim, Sandy. I hope we've done more good than harm during our tenures. The University of Illinois is a venerable institution that does a lot of good for a lot of young people at a very formative time in their lives. I can't help but be optimistic for the future of the university when you have so many intelligent, dedicated persons at the helm. Great results will follow. It has been a tremendous honor for me to be able to serve the university on the board over the last 9 years, and definitely the highlight has been the wonderful people I have met and interacted with over what amounts to almost a decade. So thank you all. And if I can paraphrase Jim Lovell in Apollo 13, ladies, gentlemen, it's been an honor flying with you. Tim, do you have any closing comments?
I do. Wonderful chair has spent a lot of time thanking others, but let me just recount a few things that are accomplishments of the last year under your chairmanship that I think are noteworthy. And you got us off to a quick start in January. This is the last meeting of 2018 when you led and we approved the fourth straight tuition freeze for in-state students, very significant, that helped to pave the way for yet another record year of enrollment this fall. Thank you. In between, we capped off our biggest graduating class ever, more than 22,000 graduate system-wide. Thank you. We developed the facilities improvement plan that you authorized, an ambitious plan that will pump $4 billion into nearly 350 major projects across the system over the next decade, obviously paced by reality and by access to funds, but thank you. We started together on work towards another forward-focused blueprint, one that will pave the way to hundreds of new faculty hires over the next 5 years to ensure academic excellence and world-class educational opportunities, keeping pace with this growth. We did hire on the first cohort of professors under a new initiative that will bring in up to 45 world-class faculty over the next 3 years to build our standing as a global leader in education discovery. Thank you and your colleagues. We saw, I believe, growing respect in Springfield for our important role as an engine of progress in a legislature that approved an appropriations increase last spring. An increase, I note. Thank you. And our first capital funding in nearly a decade. We saw record-breaking fundraising by the University of Illinois Foundation as it pushes towards its goal of the largest capital campaign ever, above $490 million in the last fiscal year. And we saw continued waves of progress towards the Discovery Partners Institute and the Illinois Innovation Network, new academic and industry partners, the first programs and the first four hubs at each of our universities and at Northern Illinois University. So we've seen achievement after achievement, I believe, under your watch, and you and your colleagues are really to be thanked wholeheartedly by everybody inside our system. So I wanted to make that statement at the end. Thank you, Chairman Kortz.
Thank you. At this time, I would like to ask the board members if there's any old business that you would like to bring up. Okay, how about any new business? One announcement I have is to announce the schedule of future board meetings. The next meeting is the annual meeting, which will be held here in Chicago on Thursday, 31 January 2019. Following that will be Thursday, March 14th in Urbana, and then Thursday, May 16th in Springfield. So at this time, it would be helpful to have a motion for an executive session to discuss university employment or appointment related matters and collective negotiating matters.
So moved. Second.
So Darius was second. Who moved? Jim? Thanks, Jim. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? Okay, we'll move into executive session. For those of you in attendance, thank you for your interest. We will reconvene the open meeting, but it will just be to adjourn, so.